Writer's Unblock, a freelancer's tips for finishing what you start. I can sure sympathize with American journalist Gene Fowler when he sized up the challenge of writing by saying it was easy. You just stare at a piece of paper until drops of blood form on your forehead. Amen, brother. I've spent many a sullen afternoon nursing cups of cooling coffee because the words stayed belligerently away. Why? In my case, it's usually because information underload had a date with low motivation. Although I don't have a perfect solution for either problem, when I solve one, the other generally slides into place. Here are my quick fixes. Number one, revisit the research and figure out what's missing. If you have enough information, a document should almost write itself. But if you've been lazy, you might not have enough source material to get the job done. Number two, prioritize the information. Some of it is more important than the rest. If it all seems pretty much the same, then you haven't thought enough about what you're writing. Number three, and why are you writing this piece? Be clear on what it's supposed to do for you or your audience, and you can tackle the job with much more conviction. Number four, give yourself a deadline with teeth. If a written piece needs to be done sometime this spring, it's a friendly task, utterly lacking in urgency. Give it a deadline on your calendar to make it real. Number five, give yourself a consequence for non-completion or a promised treat for success. I know it sounds childish, but sometimes my subconscious mind will drag its heels and play with gum wrappers in order to stop me from writing. Sometimes the antidote is to either decide on a penalty, like no checking emails or Facebook until the job is done, or a treat, half an hour on Facebook when it's done. I don't know what our friend Mr. Fowler did to ease the strain, but I'm always looking for new ways to keep the train of thought on track. If you've got any, let me know. And if you'd like more information on the writing, editing, and book coaching services I offer through my company, Crossman Communications, please visit my website at www.crossman, that's C-R-O-S-S as in Sam, M-A-N, communications with an S, .com. And happy writing!